So all of you probably know the subject or the theme for this evening. The theme is Rajyoga, (2), harmonious relationships. Or Rajyoga is harmonious relationships. So when someone asks us, what is taught in your university? So we very easily answer them that we, in our university, we are basically taught 4 subjects. Spiritual knowledge, Rajyoga, divine virtues, and spiritual service. So we explain that in this sequence and take Rajyoga as a subject of our spiritual study, in which we learn how to meditate. If somebody asks us, what is Rajyoga? We would say that it's not something, some physical exercise or some breathing exercise. It's the exercise of the mind. So in the subject of Rajyoga, we explain that we learn how to meditate, how to concentrate our mind, our intellects, and also how to reach the stage of self-realization and God-realization. But understanding Rajyoga merely this subject of practice of meditation and concentration, in fact, it is very, very narrow understanding, very narrow meaning of the subject of Rajyoga. You must have paid attention when Baba says very, very often, and even today Baba said this, that I have come after 5,000 years to teach you Rajyoga. Baba does not say in the Murlis, I have come to teach you spiritual knowledge, Rajyoga, divine virtues, spiritual service. Baba uses the word, I have come to teach you Rajyoga after 5,000 years. When you have lost everything, listening to whatever you have been listening, or studying or reading, whatever you have been studying and reading, because whatever you have been listening, studying and reading up till now, in that there was no essence at all. And so you lost all the essence, and as well as the sense. So Baba comes to teach us Rajyoga, to make us sensible and to make us essenceful. And so we should understand Rajyoga not just merely a subject of our study. Rajyoga, in fact, is a way of life. And this is why in the memorial, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which is the memorial of the knowledge which Baba is giving us now, after every chapter, it is concluded. Gita is a scripture of yoga. It is a yoga scripture, Rajyoga scripture. Because Rajyoga actually includes within it everything. It's very, very vast and very, very deep subject. Not just a subject of our study, in which when I sit for half an hour or 10 minutes or 1 hour or maybe 3 hours to practice meditation and concentration. This is not Rajyoga. This is very, very narrow meaning of Rajyoga. So Rajyoga actually is a way of life. And this is why Baba says to us, every day, children, ask yourself this and that. Why? Because Rajyoga means the royal yoga. The yoga which makes you royal. And what is royalty? Royalty means nobility, generosity, simplicity, humility. This should be visible in our actions. This is Raj Yoga. It's not that I practice Raj Yoga, sit in meditation for 2 hours and I call myself a Raj Yogi. No. Raj Yoga, a way of life, means that royalty, and Baba specially underlines that for you, purity is royalty. Any kind of impurity is against royalty. So Raj Yoga is royal yoga, which makes us royal, that is, the kings of kings. And when a king, even if he is not sitting on a throne, even if a king is moving on the street in a very ordinary dress, without a crown, without any such kind of ornaments, which probably he would put on when he is sitting on the throne, but his behavior will say that he is a king. So Raj Yoga is royal yoga. And so this royalty should be visible in us throughout the day. And when we say throughout the day, that means in our behavior, in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions, in our relations. And today Baba said about it in the blessing, that check when you create a thought, when you speak a word, when you do any action, and when you come into relationship, that is when you behave, is it like Father? This is Raj Yoga. So Raj Yoga means connection. And connection means relation. And relation means that I bring into my life that what is according to that relationship. This is Raj Yoga. So when I create my thoughts, and if I have wasteful or ordinary or negative thoughts, if I speak such words, or if I use such tone, the manner of speaking, which is not royal, if I perform any such action, which cannot be categorized as a noble or a generous action, if my behavior is not polite and humble, I cannot be called a Raj Yogi. Agreed? Agreed? We are all learning Raj Yoga. We say that we are Raj Yogis. But we have to see that do we have the qualities of a Raj Yogi in our life? And if those qualities are not visible in my actions and behavior and relations, I cannot call myself a Raj Yogi. And so Raj Yoga means the royal yoga. Another thing is that when we describe, you know, teach people Raj Yoga, when we tell what is Raj Yoga, we divide Raj Yoga into two, Raj and Yoga. And what is yoga? We say yoga means connection. Yes? Or relation. So what is Raj Yoga? Means it is the highest connection. The highest connection, the supreme connection. But I would like to say it is the connection or the relation which makes us highest. It is that connection, that relation which takes us to the highest level where a soul can reach. It is called Raj Yoga. So the more I am connected, the higher I go. The more I am connected, the higher I go. And this is why Baba says constant yoga. Not just yoga for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Constant yoga. So, constant connection. Constant relation. And one more thing in this context is that Baba teaches us Raj Yoga when we are in these physical bodies at the confluence age. Baba does not teach us yoga in Paramdham, here. So when we say connection, Raj Yoga is connection or relation, because we are today talking about Raj Yoga as harmonious relationships. So when we say connection or relation, so it means relationship not only with God. If you really want to be Raj Yogi in the true terms of its meaning, then Raj Yoga is not just relationship with God. First of all, it is connection or relationship with the Self. If I do not have harmonious relationship with myself, it is impossible to have relationship with God. With God we can't say harmonious or not harmonious. With God either there are relationship or no relationship. But first of all, I have to have relationship with myself and harmonious relationship. Then of course with God, with Shiv Baba, and the third is with people. This is a part of Raj Yoga. Because we are living with people, and when we say people, people means Laukik and Alaukik family. Laukik world, colleagues, family members, relatives, friends, neighbors, customers, clients, this all includes. And the Alaukik family. And the fourth is relationship with nature. So to be a Raj Yogi, in real sense, I need to have relationship with all these four. Only then I can reach that higher level to which I want to reach. Today Baba said that this Brahma is practicing yoga to become a pure angel. We all want to become pure angels. You know, sometimes people say you say that you are becoming angels, you are becoming deities. But many people question that whether you have become a worthy human being. Before we become angel and deity, we need to become a true human being. Human being with humanity. And after that, angelic qualities and divinity. So we need to have relationship with all these four. So if, for example, I am a very good yogi in the sense I practice yoga at Amrit Vela for many hours during the day, but my relationship with people are not good. People are not contented with me. I am in constant conflict with someone with whom I live. I can't find that point where we can adjust and accommodate and agree with each other. Can we call ourselves Raj Yogi? Raj Yoga is for harmonious relationships. If I have yoga with God, I will definitely develop godly qualities in me, and God does not have conflict with anybody. If I have conflict with someone, that means something is wrong in my understanding of the word Raj Yoga. I do not yet understand what is Raj Yoga. So let us take one by one all these four aspects in context of Raj Yoga as harmonious relationships. First is with the Self. So when we say relationship, relationship require attention. You know, when you are related with somebody, the relationship exists when you have attention, when you pay attention, when you don't ignore, when you don't neglect, when you don't reject, right? So relationship requires attention. So when we say relationship with the self, it means attention on my higher qualities, on my true original qualities. That is, I again and again make efforts, pay attention to connect myself with myself, with my original qualities. Since a long time, this connection is broken. Since a long time, we are connected with Ravan's property, Ravan's sanskars, Ravan's qualities. And the more we allow the Ravan's qualities, the Ravan's sanskars to come into action, to come into play, what does it mean? This Ravan's property is my favorite. I love that. This is why I give Ravan's property more chance to come into action. When you are related with somebody, you give that one some chance to grow. Right? So if I am related with myself, I give my original sanskars to grow, chance to grow. But if I allow more the Ravan sanskars, that to which we say my old sanskars, in fact they are not my sanskars, they are Ravan sanskars. If I allow Ravan sanskars to grow, that means they are my favorite, I have relationship with them. And we know what are Ravan sanskars. So relationship with the self means I again and again get connected with my original qualities of purity, peace, love, wisdom, joy. And I allow them to come into action. I don't ignore them. This is called relationship. And the more I have this relationship, naturally, the more higher I go. I return back to that higher stage of Paramdham from where I started my journey when I came on this stage of world. Right? And secondly, the relationship with the self means that I always keep in my awareness my aim, the aim of my life. What do I want to become? And today Baba said, your aim is to become Swadarshan Chakradhari. We generally say, our aim is to become Lakshmi Narayan, or angel, or a deity. We use these words. But today Baba said, your aim is to become Swadarshan Chakradhari. Why Baba said so? Because Swadarshan Chakradhari will become Chakravarti. Chakravarti means an emperor who has rule over everything and everyone. That is called Chakravarti, whose rule is in all the four directions of the world. So Baba says, your aim is to become Swadarshan Chakradhari. So if I keep this aim in front of me, then I will churn. What is meant by being Swadarshan Chakradhari? Because as the aim, so the qualifications. Today Baba very nicely explained what is called Swadarshan Chakradhari. So connection or relation with the self means I don't forget the aim of my life. Like in the Laukik world, any child or an adolescent does not forget, what do I want to become? What do I want to attain in my life? And accordingly, he makes efforts to develop those qualities. So Baba said, according to today's Murli, become Swadarshan Chakradhari and sit at Amrit Vela. What to do for that? What did Baba mean by saying these words? I will churn. I will reflect over these words. And this will naturally liberate me from all kinds of wasteful thinking. This is what Baba said today, that if you are busy in Swadarshan Chakra, you are free from all what is not needed. You do not have to struggle. And I liked very much, recently there was a point in one of the classes, I don't remember who said this, but it is struggle which makes you tired and not effort. Effort brings reward and reward always brings joy. So tiredness is not there. But when there is struggle, then there is tiredness. So our life becomes a struggle when we do not keep in our awareness our aim of life. And then many other things which are not needed enter in our mind and intellect, and we keep on struggling to push them out. And this makes us tired. So this is called relationship with the self. So I'm just giving you hints. You can further continue and churn and reflect over these things. Second is relationship with God. So when we talk of relationship with God, again, it has to be a living and loving relationship with God. Not just for the sake of saying that God is my father, God is my teacher, God is my Sadguru. Today Baba said, as teacher, the law of this study is that you should never miss this study. Supreme Teacher says this. If I miss the study, means I have no relationship with God as teacher. Right? So, relationship means when it is relationship specially with the seniors. And God is senior most. So here relationship means obedience. In connection to relationship with the self means, relationship means attention. And when we talk of relationship with God, it means obedience. Because God, the benefactor, the bestower, the ocean of love, whatever God will say, it will be for our benefit. So we should be able to do that even with our closed eyes. That won't be called blind faith. Because now we have this experience that whatever we are listening is being said by God the Supreme. And so, relationship with God as Father means, what does it mean? Baba says, Son shows Father. So I have to ask myself, does my face, my eyes, my behavior, my personality, my life reveal the Father? Can anyone looking at me say this, that yes, I am child of God? Is it visible from my personality that I am God's child? Means so much intoxication, but at the same time, so much humility. So Baba is always you know, in that state of self-respect, but so humble. So, do I always keep these qualities of God in my life? Son shows father. Father brings benefit. Do I perform only such actions which are beneficial to me and to others? Then I say I am a Rajyogi. If my actions harm others, Baba says, your life is for uplifting others. If my behavior, my drishti, my attitude, you know, brings people down, this is not the stage of a Rajyogi. A Rajyogi is one who uplifts others, like Baba uplifts everyone. I can't push anyone down. Our mentality, our attitude should be such that we help others to go higher. And this is why Baba says in your dictionary, the words like criticism, competition, comparison, complaints should finish. These don't exist in our dictionary because we are Rajyogis. And then as teacher, Baba bestows upon us wisdom. And that means if I am a Rajyogi, I am related with Baba as teacher, in my every action, in my every decision, I use both wisdom and emotion, the balance of two. Not just wisdom, not just emotion. That is the balance of the two. I do not take any decision in my life, I do not perform any action under the sway of emotions. Under the sway of emotions, we can perform many wrong actions. This is why Baba bestows upon us wisdom. This is the stage of a Rajyogi. And as Satguru, Baba has come to purify us and give us liberation and salvation. So today Baba said, the slogan of the Murli today was, to become completely pure and yogi is a return of your love to the Father. Completely pure. That I do not allow any kind of impurity to enter my life. This is called Rajyogi way of life. See? And I do not allow myself to to be bounded by somebody. I don't bind someone and I don't get bounded by somebody. No bondages. Bondage is finished. Because Sadguru Shiv Baba is the liberator. I have a relationship with him. So I make myself liberated and I also help others to be liberated from everything old and negative. This is relationship with Sadguru. And one very interesting thing which Baba said today was, you are my grandchildren. You get the inheritance of the grandfather. So it is very important to have this relationship. Just be a grandchild. And that means relationship with both Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba. Because Shiv Baba has taught us, Shiv Baba has made us belong to him, Shiv Baba is liberating us, purifying us. Everything this he did through Brahma Baba. So So therefore it is very important to have relationship with both Brahma Baba and Shiva Baba. I am a Brahman, and so Brahma's child, and so Shiva Baba's grandchild. And I get the inheritance of the grandfather. So this is called Rajyogi way of life. And so here relationship with God means being obedient. Whatever direction He gives, as father, as teacher, as Sadguru, as grandfather, and as actually any other relationship, as mother, just do that. Don't be a naughty child. Don't be a mischievous student. Don't be a disobedient disciple. This is called relationship with God. And the third is people. You know, Baba has taught us many things about using divine virtues in our life when we come in connection and relation with people, laukik or alaukik. And there are certain don'ts which Baba has also mentioned when you come in relationship with others. So first of all, I would like to mention those. Number one, as I said in the beginning also, that do not ever create conflict with anyone. This should be our principle of life. Baba says you should not argue with anyone. You know, if you see your life, your personal experience, you must have observed, it is so easy to create conflict. Is it so easy to resolve the conflict? So easy to break the relationships. Not so easy to then bind up those relationships. But it is easy not to create the conflict, then to create and then try to resolve the relationships. You understand my point? Much easier not to create the conflict as compared to creating the conflict and then trying to resolve the conflict. Because in trying to resolve the conflict, even if you get success, but still a trace will remain. So it is therefore better not to create the conflict. If somebody is speaking, no, absolutely nonsense, okay, you keep silent. But don't create conflicts. Don't go under arguments. Because in arguments, you know, we can very easily lose our very good friends. So relationship, when we talk relationship with people, relationship here means cooperation. Relationship means support. Relationships here means respect, love. With the self, attention. With God, obedience. And with the people, love, respect, cooperation, support, sympathy. This is relationship. And so Baba says, don't conflict, don't argue. And very important, because our aim of Raj Yoga is to go higher. If you are in a conflicting situation, if you are in conflict with someone, can you be in a higher stage? Can you be in a higher stage? Can you be in a good stage of yoga? Impossible. Because this picture of that person, that situation which has created the conflict will go on coming in front of you like a film. The moment you sit for the practice of yoga, this picture will come in front of you. You won't have yoga. Try as much as possible. So Baba therefore says that you should not become your own enemy. By becoming enemies of others, by creating enmity with others, by creating unhappy relationship with others, you become your own enemy. Because then you cannot have relationship with neither with the self nor with God. And therefore, number one, not create conflict. Don't argue. And another is that when you share something with each other, try to share something good, some good news with each other. Because in everyone's life, something unpleasant occurs during the day, or maybe during a week, if not every day. Then we are in Madhuban, probably not every day. When you are in the world, then it may occur every day. But it is very good not to share that unpleasant news with the people with whom you are close, with whom you are related. Because when whatever you share with others, it doubles. Initially it was only with you, then you shared with other person, that other person also got it. So now it is with you and with that person. And when you share something unpleasant with others, that person, because also has faced something unpleasant, will share his unpleasant or negative news with you. Then instead of having one, both of you will have two, and it will make four. The effect will be four times. And the stage will go down very, very intensely. And therefore, if Baba says, if you want to share something which is hurting your heart, better talk it to me. Because Baba is the ocean, he will merge it, finish it. And if you talk with people, people do not have power. And if you think they talk to the seniors about it, seniors not always have the time. Sometimes they may have time, they may give you some solution, but not always they have the time. And so, but Baba says, I am free. You can come to me anytime. However, if you think that you are not in a stage to talk to Baba even, and you definitely want the help of some senior, talk to the senior only who can give you some solution. But not to anybody and everybody. Because it will definitely spoil your and others' stage. But if you share some good news, some happy news, Baba says share knowledge, share your experience, share how you make efforts, share how you do service, share how, what kind of questions people ask you and how you answer them. This is for sharing. And not, this thing happened with me and that thing happened with me, that person hurt me, that person misbehaved with me. It happens, yes, we are settling all the karmic accounts. But what is the use of talking about it to others? Rajyogi way of life means that I do not talk about to anybody. Because this is not going to help either me or that person. Rajyogi way of life means I talk it to Baba, the best. And if my stage is not so that I can talk to Baba, I talk to only that one, that senior person who can help me to come out of this problem. And not to anybody else. And Another thing which is very important in relationships is honesty. Transparency and honesty. Because Baba says, especially at confluence age, even if you try to hide something, you cannot hide. In confluence age, even the walls have ears and the eyes. You do something, try to hide, it will definitely reach others. And then if you have been dishonest and not telling the truth, then the trust will be lost. And so, when in relationships trust is lost, this is, you know, very, very painful. Very painful. Just imagine if somebody loses trust in you. It is so painful. And we should not reach such a stage that others, our colleagues, our equals, our seniors, our juniors, or Baba, loses trust in me. It's a great achievement if everybody trusts me. Very great achievement. And when we talk of trust, trust means relationship. So I should be honest, honest with the self, with Baba, with others, with seniors, with juniors, with equals. Because by being dishonest, I am not going to gain anything. And another thing which is needed in relationships is being light. Not, you know, this nature of, you know, blowing the things, the nature of making a small thing big, the nature of exaggerating, the nature of making the situation heavy, is not good. It's not good. It does not allow us to go higher. By becoming heavy, we sink down, you know. Anything heavy comes down, it sinks. Anything light floats. So when we become heavy, we sink. So this nature has to be changed. We need to be light. This is also very important in relationships. This is called Raj Yoga. This is why Baba talks of being double light. We talk of being double light like an angel. So first of all, we have to be light in relationships when we communicate with each other. Relationships means communication. We should be easily able to communicate with each other. There should not be any curtains, any walls between us. If there is not easy communication, that means there is something hidden inside. Yeah? And so if you are light, you are able to easily communicate. So then you have no problem. Because you don't want to make a show of yourself. What you are, you are. Okay? So this is about relationship with people. And the fourth is nature. And so when we talk of, again, yogi way of life and relationship with nature, this is the fourth aspect in which I understand it as with nature, we should have the attitude of learning, bestowing and learning. So self-attention, God, obedience with people, many qualities, cooperation, support, love, respect, and with nature, learning. Till today, when the nature has reached its tamopradhan stage, it is still bestowing. It still maintains its qualities to a great extent. Yeah? And so we need to learn from all the five elements of nature and bring those qualities of the elements of nature in our lives and use them in our actions. So from water, we need to learn flexibility. and coolness. You put water in any container, it takes that shape. Yes? And so flexibility means the ability to adjust. Ability to overcome obstacles. Ability to overcome difficulties. This is flexibility. So I need to be flexible, to be able to adjust, accommodate, and not cry seeing the obstacles. Right? I can overcome the obstacles, no problem. Look, water flows, stones come on the way, the plants come, whatever, rocks, water goes on moving forward. So if I have the flexibility, the ability to adjust, to overcome obstacles, I will go on moving forward. And if I don't have this ability, what will happen? If water stops, what happens? Then microbes, the bacteria, viruses, algae, fungus, all kinds of things come up. The same will happen in my mind. Different kinds of microbes will grow. If either I move forward or I allow the microbes to grow. Either this or that. Right? If I am not moving forward, I am stinking water, which gives bad smell. So the ability to adjust, accommodate, and flexibility will enable me to go ahead. This I have to learn from water. And of course, coolness. Then, earth. What is the quality of earth? What do we need to learn from earth? Tolerance. Tolerance and bestowing. Earth is very tolerant. And so we should learn tolerance from earth, but at the same time it does not mean because earth is tolerant, we should go on giving pain to it. Earth is like mother. Yes? Mother is very tolerant. But the children's attitude towards mother is that we should not give pain to our mother. Then we can get much more from our mother. So we should not give pain to earth. This is why Baba says, when you walk on this earth, walk very softly. And of course, be tolerant. Then people will not give you pain. When you become tolerant, then people won't give you pain. When you have less tolerance, then you accept more pain and more sorrow. It is paradoxical. And also the attitude of giving, right? And then is air. Air means lightness, the lightness of the air. And it is because of the air, the atmosphere and of the entire world is one. Yeah? And so Baba therefore says, this is the physical atmosphere, but you create atmosphere with your vritti, that is attitude, with your vartha, that is conversation, and with your thoughts. Three things create atmosphere: our thoughts, our attitude, and our conversation. So we should not pollute this atmosphere, because when the atmosphere is polluted, it is heavy. And the nature of air is lightness. And so to be light, I should not make the atmosphere heavy or polluted with my heavy attitude, with my, you know, negative conversation or negative thoughts. Okay? And the fourth is fire. From fire we need to learn warmth. The warmth of the fire. The fire has the ability to transform. Not burn, transform. Transforming the impure gold into pure gold. So this ability to transform with our power, the self and also others. We have to learn this ability to transform from the fire and also the warmth of our hearts. We should not be, you know, cold-hearted. That is, we should be loveful and not lawful. If we are just lawful, means we are cold-hearted. We have stone-like heart or iron-like heart. But if we are lawful but at the same time loveful, then it is the quality of fire. Which loves, which gives warmth, but at the same time transforms. Loveful and lawful. And the fifth is ether. Ether means, the quality of ether is unlimitedness, vastness. And so Baba says, you should have an unlimited attitude, the unlimited heart, not narrow-minded. You need to be world benefactor. You need to, look at every situation, at every person with an unlimited attitude. This gives the, ability to accept everyone. All these elements are for all. See? We can't say that air belongs to me only or water belongs to this person only. No. All are for all. So this unlimited attitude means we are for all and all are mine. Not the limited attitude that I would like to help only this one or that one, or I would like to support this one. No favoritism, no familiarity. Favoritism, familiarity, all these are the signs of limitedness, narrow-mindedness. But when we have unlimited attitude, we have the desire to bring benefit to everyone. So, in essence, what I would like to say is that Raj Yoga is not simply a subject of practice for half an hour, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Raj Yoga is a way of life. Raj Yoga means relationship with all, self, God, people and nature. And if I bring in my life all this, what we have heard, then we would be called a truly Rajyogi. Then we can say that what are the attainments of Rajyoga? We say Rajyoga gives 8 powers, Rajyoga has so many other attainments, health improves, behavior transforms, this happens, that happens, a long list of attainments of Rajyoga. But where is that? Where are those attainments? As much we have understood Raj Yoga, that much we have attained. We have attained, of course. Not that we have not attained anything at all. But we have attained only that much, as much we have understood Raj Yoga. So this is why Baba says, understand and implement. First of all, understand what is Raj Yoga. And then implement it in your life, then we will have all the attainments which Raj Yoga gives us, which makes us kings of kings, which makes us a pure angel, which takes us to back to our home, Shanti Dham, and then from there we come to Sukdham, the land of happiness. It's all based on the practice of that Raj Yoga. If, you know, this is why Baba says that the more you practice, the more you imbibe, the higher the status you claim. What does it mean? The more I understand what is Raj Yoga, the more I implement it in my life, the higher the status I claim in Paramdham, in Golden Age, and now at the Confluence Age in the eyes of God. Here we don't talk of position in the sense of of course we say Dadi is the president or vice president or this and that. This is just for some formalities and so and some documentations and so on. Otherwise, we are a family. Here the position matters. The position, my position in the eyes of God and in the eyes of my family. This is the position. It does not matter I am a director of a center or not the director of a center or a student of the center or a teacher of a center. It's not important. This position is not important. The important position at Confluence Age is, what is my position in God's eyes? What is my position in the eyes of Brahman family? This is the position. So if I understand what is Raja Yoga fully, then my position becomes higher. Now, in Paramdham, I would be close to Shiv Baba, and in Subdham, I would be close to Shri Narayan. That is Brahma Baba. So therefore, so let us think about it in depth and check ourselves to what extent I have developed relationship with me, with Baba, with Laukik and Alaukik family and with nature. And wherever is some gap, let us try to fill up that so that we will really enjoy our life as a Brahman, the life of super sensuous joy. Om Shanti. Let us now be ready to develop this relationship, harmonious relationship, that is to truly be a Raja Yogi. Sit straight. With open eyes. Keep the aim in front of you. And at present my aim is to be a Raja Yogi. I am not practicing Raja Yoga. I am a Raja Yogi. God Himself has come to teach me. God's aim is to enable me to reconnect, first of all, with myself. Since ages, I had lost this connection. And this is why I was accepting whatever others gave me. But now, the bestower of wisdom the wisest of the wise has bestowed upon me the wisdom the ability to discern to choose what to accept and what not to accept. what to choose, what to leave. And hence, based on this divine wisdom, I decide, I make the firm choice to connect with myself, I turn within. Carefully look at myself. I see a beautiful sparkling star. Radiating light and might. Peace, purity and love. Joy and bliss. How wonderful I am. It is so pleasant to be with me. It is so much comfort giving. There is a feeling energy I feel myself full of energy. How simple, just little attention. And I am full. I have so many beautiful treasures, invaluable treasures. Of course, I want to use them. I use them, the more they grow. I am a lovely star, a star of peace. A star of love. A star of joy. A pure star. In this higher consciousness, I can easily get connected to my Father. Who is in the highest abode. The abode which is also my home. home of light. I can feel the vibrations of love, wisdom, purity, truth, power, bliss. All these are coming from my Father. And I am being surrounded by these rays. I am the embodiment of light and might. I am with my Father. There is so much experience of joy and contentment. Now, the soul needs nothing. It has attained what it needed. There is only a pure wish of bestowing, of sharing, of cooperating. From up above, being with my Father, I look below the world. Seems to be so small. I can embrace the entire world. The whole world is my family. And so I wish everyone peace, success, and happiness. I keep sitting with my Father in the highest realm, and the vibrations of the purity, power, peace, love and joy reach the different corners of the world.